사회. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 사려고 하는 거울을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. Can I help you with anything today?
Yes, actually. Maybe you can give me some advice. I need a mirror.
Sure, I can help you with that. Where will you be putting the mirror?
I'd like to put it near the door, over the shoe shelf I have. That way I can check myself before I go out.
Great idea. We have several models to choose from. This mirror can sit on a shelf. It's very popular. But if you like something smaller, this rectangular mirror also has a base.
Hmm, they're nice, but I think I'd prefer to hang the mirror to keep the shelf clear.
Okay, how about this lovely oval mirror?
Well, it's a bit large. The rectangular one is nice, though.
That is nice. We also have this round one that is similar in style.
Oh, I like those heart decorations a lot. I'll take it.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How exciting! The game is in overtime. The team that scores first will win the championship.
Oh, really? Excuse me. I'm going to go wash my hands.
Wash your hands? Now? But it's the most important part of the game.
Oh, okay. I can wait a few minutes.
Oh, look! He scored! The Bulldogs won the game! They're the champions!
That's great! Can I go wash my hands now?
Oh my gosh, you're not a Wildcats fan, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm just not as interested in soccer as you are.
You should have told me. We could have watched something else.
There was nothing worth watching on the other channels anyway.
3번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 프로젝트 팀을 바꾸려는 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello? I'm sorry to bother you, Professor.
It's okay, Will. Come on in and sit down. So what's the problem?
I want to know if I can change my project team.
Why? Is there a problem with your team members?
No, they're okay, but I have a different class schedule from them, so it's not easy to get together.
Now I know what you mean. Let's see. Okay, how about joining Craig and Marilyn's team? They need one more person because Peter dropped the course.
That's great. Craig and I have the same major. And Marilyn takes a psychology class with me. Thank you, Professor.
You're welcome.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 이번 주말에 하기로 한 일을 고르시오.
Hey, do you know that Monday is Independence Day?
Wow. Then we should go somewhere with a 3-day weekend. How about the beach?
We went there last weekend. Let's go to a big city instead. We can go sightseeing and eat at a fancy restaurant.
The nearest city is so far away. It's a 5-hour drive.
Yes, but we have an extra day because of the holiday. We can spend the night in a hotel and drive back in the morning. We'd still have one day to relax.
I guess so. Hey, wait a minute. Look at the calendar. Monday isn't a holiday. Independence Day is next week.
Uh-oh. Then I guess we'd better go to the beach this weekend.
Yeah, no 5-hour car rides.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 장미나무를 심기로 한 곳을 고르시오.
Jimmy gave me this beautiful rose bush for my birthday, but I don't know where to plant it.
Why not leave it in the house in a pot?
No, I want it to grow bigger.
It would look best outside in front of the house.
I don't like it being out there. Too many people passing by. It would be hard to enjoy.
Yes, it should be somewhere you can see it.
A good place is in the side garden.
Or better, why not near the back door?
That's great. I'd be able to see it from inside. Let's do that.
6번. 다음을 듣고 남자의 조언으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
More and more people are going on overseas trips these days. People of all ages, from little kids to retired people, are traveling the world to gain new experiences and to make happy memories. But unfortunately, many people are fearful of traveling to unfamiliar places. So, many people rely on package tours. Of course, package tours are convenient and economical ways of traveling. But at the same time, you could miss out on the opportunity to plan your own itinerary and to interact with local people. I hope you won't overlook these valuable opportunities that independent travel offers.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 걸려고 하는 전화번호를 고르시오.
Hello?
Ryan, it's Monica. I'm going to be late. Can you help me?
Sure. What can I do?
Can you give me the phone number to call a cab?
Sure. It's 498-5555.
498? No, that's the old number. They changed it, remember?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Right, here it is. 859-6246.
That doesn't sound right. I think it started with 855.
No, it's definitely 859.
Okay, thanks a million.
Hi, do you know if this bed is available?
Probably not. There's a bag on it. You didn't get a bed number from the hostel reception?
Yes, I got one, but a backpack is on the bed, as you can see.
Oh, then maybe someone just put it on the bed for a second. If you have the number, it's yours. Just put the bag on that chair over there or on the floor.
Thanks. By the way, I'm Martin from the U.S.
Lovely to meet you. I'm Sophie from Croatia.
How long have you been here?
For about 3 weeks. Are you new to London?
Yes, it's my first day. Are there any good places you'd recommend?
I'd strongly recommend Camden Market on a weekend. You can experience the lively atmosphere there and buy some nice but cheap souvenirs.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소를 고르시오.
Wow, all kinds of shoes are on sale now.
Well, not quite all kinds. It seems only the women's are on sale.
Why don't we look around? I was thinking of buying new shoes for my friend's wedding.
Okay, if you want.
I don't know which ones I should buy. For hanbok, those traditional Korean shoes would be good. But if I wear my green dress, these white high heels would be perfect.
They don't look comfortable at all. How about the flat ones over there?
No, but look at these cute summer sandals. Oh my, those boots are awesome.
Please, just choose one.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁하는 일을 고르시오.
Hello, Jennifer. Hey, are you free tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Why?
Actually, I'm going shopping for wedding gowns tomorrow, and I need your help.
Wedding gowns? You're getting married? Why didn't you tell me?
Calm down. I told you my sister would marry next month. She asked me to help her choose a dress.
What about her husband? Isn't it a bit odd the bride's brother would help her choose it?
He's busy these days, so I said I would go with her. Anyway, I need your advice. Since you work for a fashion magazine, I thought you would have an eye for gowns.
I'd be happy to help you. This will be fun.
Thanks. Is 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon okay with you? I can pick you up at home.
That's fine. See you then.
11번. 다음 가격표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. Can I help you with those?
Yes. You have a lot of movies that I've wanted to watch. Let's see. I'll take the 007 Casino Royale DVD and the Devil Wears Prada video.
Both movies you've chosen are new releases.
They are? Oh, has the X-Men 3 DVD been returned?
Let me check. Yes, it's in. It's not a new release.
Great. Let me borrow that also.
Would that be all for you today? You have 2 DVDs and a video.
Actually, let me rent the latest 2 volumes of the fantasy novel that I've been reading. Here they are. Are they also new releases?
No, they're not.
All right. That'll be all for me today.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 읽고 있는 책의 내용으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you reading?
This is about what Thailand used to be like long ago. It's for my essay.
That sounds interesting.
Yes, I'm almost finished. I'm glad this book is the last to read. So far, I've read books about Thai language and Thai food. Yesterday, I learned about their customs, like their greetings, from another book.
How do they greet each other?
Well, the Thais bow too, like we do here in Korea, but they put their hands together in front of their heads.
How interesting. I should go so that you can finish reading.
Well, I've already read all the way up to the 18th century, so I should be able to finish the essay tomorrow.
Okay, good luck.
(13번) 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. It looks exciting. What is it?
It's a car racing game. Do you want to play?
2. Shall we go to the cinema tonight?
I'm sorry, but I have to take care of my sister's dog.
3. Look at the white puppy. It's so cute.
It's a baby Maltese. That's my favorite kind.
4. We've met somewhere before, haven't we?
You look familiar, but I don't remember where we've met.
5. Excuse me, do you know where the pet shop is?
I'm sorry, I have no idea. I don't live around here.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How was your vacation?
Well, everything ended up okay.
Oh? What happened in the beginning?
Well, we went to the ferry terminal to catch the boat, but we ended up going to the wrong terminal.
Oh, no. What did you do?
A friend of the manager of the other terminal called and asked them to hold the boat for us, but we weren't able to catch the boat after all because of heavy traffic.
Did you get your money back for the ferry tickets?
Yes, so we decided to take a flight. Anyway, we had a fabulous time there.
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Wow, take a look at this article.
What's it about?
It's about how dolphins can recognize themselves in the mirror.
Really? I thought only humans and chimpanzees could do that.
It's hard to believe, but apparently dolphins can recognize themselves too.
Wait a minute. Now I remember reading in a science magazine that dolphins have a high IQ.
I guess we'll never fully know about nature.
Right, who knows? Maybe a plant can feel pain, but we just don't recognize the signs.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Peterson, please give me my cell phone back.
You broke the rule, Paul.
I'm so sorry. I thought I had set my cell phone to silent mode, but I hadn't. It was just an innocent mistake.
The loud music from the phone really disturbs the class. Why did you have it so loud?
I'm sorry. I can't hear it so well. That's why.
Anyway, I'll give you 10 penalty points as punishment.
Please don't. Couldn't you give me a break this one time, Ms. Peterson? If my parents find out, they'll take the phone away from me. I worked a whole month to pay for it, and I've only had it for 3 days.
Well, all right. Never bring it to class again, or I'll call your parents next time.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 상사가 젊은이에게 한 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
A young man was excited to get his first job. There was only one problem. Although he hated getting up early, he was supposed to work the day shift, not the night shift. No matter what he did to wake up, he always fell back asleep again. But he made an effort and was able to make it to work on time every day during the first week. But after that, he started arriving late. After the third time, the boss said he would be fired if he arrived late again. The young man begged for his job and told his boss the problem. The boss thought about it and told him that he had a solution. What did the boss most likely say?